talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Falling into the sheets at night, place my hand flat on my chest, feel the heart beat back the night. I tried counting sheep and I've talked to the shepherd and played with my pillow forever, ever. I sit alone and I watch the clock, I breathe in on the tick, out on the talk. I can hear your bare feet on the kitchen floor, and I don't have to have these dreams no more. And I've found someone who's to hold me tight and hold the insomniac all night.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's home theme song was from Billy Pilgrim with Insomniac. And in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Taryn Berger. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which typically happens in August. It actually would be happening right now, but as you can guess, we had to cancel the show because of the C-19 virus. And then we also organized the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light. And as we all know, we've been spending more time at home, and the natural home light skylights can help bring in some natural light to your home, which I'm sure we all need from time to time. We'll also be talking with interior designer Lindsay Broughton, with Stalling Studio. And then also another great interview was we'll be talking with Adam Smith, and he's with Airbox Air Purifier, and this is a great product. We have some air purifiers at our house, and a lot of people are very concerned with indoor air quality, and as you know, we're spending more time at home, and so it's important to make sure the air we're breathing is as clean as possible. And people are building homes a little bit different today than they were in the past. In the past, it was the conventional wisdom was it was important for your house to breathe, and so there was a fair amount of ventilation that meant heat and cooled air was escaping your home, and today things have changed and houses are a lot tighter, and so that it keeps the conditioned air in your house, and so not as much of a chance to get the fresh air inside your home. And so Airbox Air Purifier has the answer for that, and we'll be talking with Adam Smith in just a couple minutes. I did want to mention a couple of things. We just started a new initiative this month, the month of August, and It's a new podcast that we've just launched, and I know what you're thinking. Everybody's got a podcast, it seems like. We've been doing this radio show since I lost track. It's like 2007, 2008, over a decade, over 12, 14 years. But we've always had our radio shows located on our website that you can listen to. But we've never done an official podcast, and so we decided to launch a podcast, which is called Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations, and it's devoted strictly to Charleston's top builders and remodeling contractors. And there's an adjoining blog that goes along with the podcast, and it's being brought to you by Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And the whole idea is to help raise awareness of the builders that, especially when at the stage when people are getting ready to hire a builder or a remodeling contractor. And when you're in that stage, you are gathering as much information as you can. This is your dream home that you're having built. And so, you are trying to, do all the necessary homework that you possibly can. And we even have a lot of readers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine that are from out of town. They own second homes or they own property in Charleston that they're getting ready to build. And so this was a way to help better educate listeners about the process of building a new home or doing a whole house remodel and that kind of thing. And so check out Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations, our new podcast and blog featuring Charleston's top builders and remodeling contractors. And you can find that in the iTunes store. And it's free. And you don't have to buy anything. You can listen to it for free. And we're also airing these interviews on our radio show, Talking About a Home, as well. I also wanted to mention talking to many of the companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. They are just very, very busy. I guess with people deciding that they couldn't spend their vacation dollars to go away or anything like that, they have decided to put a lot of their money into projects around the home. And so if you are looking to hire a contractor, if you're looking to get something done, maybe update your kitchen or bathroom, put a new deck or screen porch on your house, do any kind of landscaping, I urge you to pick up the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's our outdoor living issue. So we've got over 60 outdoor living spaces that we are featuring in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And you can pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine for free at a number of different locations all around town. We like to be in almost every home-related store. We're not in every home-related store, but you can find us mostly and everyone. And you could, like in North Charleston, stop by Meltzer Tile, and we have a rack of our magazines just inside the door. You can just pop in, grab a magazine. In West Ashley, you could stop by Charleston Amish Furniture or Southeastern Galleries or GDC Home or Charleston Lighting or Rick's Lighting. When you are in Mount Pleasant, you could stop by CHD Interiors or GDC Home or Carolina Lanterns, just to name a few different places. Let's see, in the North area in Somerville, we are at Stack's Nursery in Somerville. So a lot of great places to pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and have a great weekend. And now joining us on the phone is Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good. Mike, take a moment and tell everyone about Natural Home Light.
Well, Natural Home Light is a Velux skylight specialist. All things skylights and daylighting. Three parts to our business is We replace skylights. If you have an old skylight, you need to get a good energy efficient skylight. We also install new skylights. If you have a dark great room or space in your home, we can install new skylights. And then we also offer the sun tunnel daylighting system to brighten up kitchens, bathrooms, hallways. It's a tubular skylight, very efficient, low cost to fit your home and private area. That's what we do.
Good deal. Who are some of the, I guess anyone could be a potential customer for Natural Home Light skylights, but who in particular could use a skylight from Natural Home Lights?
Yeah, if we focus in on skylight, that business is really 50-50 on these kind of calls. The homeowner calls, they've lived in the home for 20 years. And they've noticed some stains up in their ceiling around their skylights, or their glass has turned a milky color and they can't see out of it. That's called seal failure. And they really need a replacement skylight. So anyone that has an existing skylight in their home is a potential client. And they may have no problems, but if it's an older skylight, it's very energy inefficient. And with the building codes and the hurricane wind zone that our counties are in down there, requiring impact glass and very high performance glass, most of the older skylights, let's say even maybe 5 years and older, really aren't meeting the standard. And a lot of customers are calling us to really update their skylights. And we're glad to do that. And the other skylight customer is that person that has a great room with maybe a vaulted ceiling, big home, but it's dark because the space is big and large. And they need to really pipe some natural daylight in. And we are there to literally, with a 3 or 4 day project, install new skylights in their home.
How much light will one of the skylights from Natural Home Light produce?
So the comparison I give in the home, when I'm talking to a homeowner who doesn't have a skylight, we'll go stand by a south-facing window, and I compare the light coming through that window as what they'll get through the roof. But they will get that light much longer in the day, unlike a southeast-northwest-facing wall, because the daylight is on the roof deck all day. So not only do you get that same amount of light, but they get it for a longer period during the day. Hmm. And then some will talk about, well, how do I control that light? That might be too much light. We have solar-powered remote control blinds that you can download an app to your cell phone that becomes your remote, so you can operate the blinds and control your daylight all day long. It's really a nice product.
What is it about natural light that people love? I think of some of my staff here at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine office, and we just installed some windows recently, and they typically have the lights, the overhead lights off, and they're just doing their work by the natural light coming in through the windows.
Well, that's a good question. And if we go jump over to the commercial side of daylighting and skylights, there is a lot of material being produced now on our behavior, on our work habits, on the synergy of how we feel and live and work much better with natural daylight. Lots of studies coming out in the educational world, for instance, when schools are being built, the architects, designers are really thinking daylighting for the classroom, the gymnasiums, warehouses, the big Amazon distributor centers being built, are the thought of piping daylight into those facilities to increase productivity. It helps us as a human being. So lots of information online about that. And I go to home, and sometimes the first comment from the homeowner is, Mike, I have a bit of a problem. I have a disorder, or I have issues with darkness. I need natural light. I mean, it's really a medical need for that daylighting, and that's why they're calling us. And it's so good to help them out and get some daylight in there, and then see their spaces and their comments and the feedback. It's such a great solution for them.
Are there ever any issues with homeowner associations in terms of getting permission to have a skylight from Natural Home Light installed on their house?
Well, not necessarily issues, but procedures. And we are very aware of that. In the day, years ago, I would hear this from homeowners. I'm going to get this done, and I'm not going to worry about the HOA. But we have really taken a stand over the years. We want to be the good guy. Our product is architecturally pleasing. We have all the credentials. We have our contractor's license. We are fully insured. We can supply any criteria that the review committees need at the HOA. And we want everybody to know what we're doing. If there is a situation with placement of the product on the roof, we're usually aware of that, and we help hold the homeowner's hand what we can and can't do. And if they get any feedback from the HOA for any, you know, request of our license or insurances or anything like that, we supply upon request. So rarely is that an issue, but we do talk about it because we don't want any negative surprises in the middle of a project. So we try to cover that real clear with the homeowner.
And what does Natural Home Light do to ensure that there's never going to be any leaks or anything like that? Because that seems like a very vulnerable part of the home to install something is on the roof, because that's going to be the place where the elements are going to be hitting first.
That is like the main number one of the top 10 questions and concerns from all of our homeowners, and it should be. We are cutting a penetration through the covering of their largest investment, and for most people. And we don't want them to be concerned at all of not only 6 months, 6 years, many, many, many years down the road, that there's going to be any issues with the cut, the flashing, the waterproofing of our work. So the factory V-Lux gives us specific installation instructions on how to install their products. We follow them to the T. We have to, even if we didn't want to, we have to do it the way the factory tells us to do it. And beyond that, we provide a written workmanship warranty from our company, Natural Home Light, that we guarantee no water penetration, no leaks whatsoever around our work, around our cut or penetration, for as long as that shingle is on the home. So until a roofer re-roofs the house many years down the road, until someone touches my work, it's our warranty. And we promise homeowners they don't leak. We've been doing this for 20 years, and that's why we are specialists. It's what we do. And they do not have to worry about water penetration.
That's excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Natural Home Light?
Well, they can hit us online, iwantlight.com, just like it sounds, iwantlight.com, or naturalhomelight.com. Our phone number, Charleston Low Country area, is 843-412-5162. 843-412-5162. And we can set up an in-home consultation. We love feedback. We like to listen to the homeowner, see what they are trying to accomplish, and then we will provide solutions. And a quote, most of the time we're quoting on site. If not within a day or two, we have provided them a written quote on the work.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
And now joining us on the phone is interior designer Lindsay Broughton with Stalling Studio. How are you doing, Lindsay?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Lindsay, you're an interior designer. Take a moment and tell everybody about Stalling's Studio.
So I work with Stalling Studio. We are on Daniel Island. Emily Stallings is the president, and it's just her and I right now. So we've got a lot going on, a lot of new projects. We do a lot of coastal, a lot of new construction. We're kind of just all entire service, whatever you need. from a sofa to a kitchen to a brand new house ground up.
Gotcha. You know, I've always said that anyone who has worked with an interior designer in the past we'll never do a project again without an interior designer. But there's so many people out there who have never worked with an interior designer. And so they I think there's some misconceptions about what an interior designer does. And why don't we talk about some of the projects that Stalling Studio has been involved with? And that will help to kind of illuminate for our listeners what how an interior designer can help.
Yeah, of course. So one of our favorite projects right now that we're working on is actually a vacation house. And it's just one of those projects where, you know, it's kind of overwhelming for clients. So you go in and there's a lot to do and there's a, where do you start? What is your end goal? You know, you're on Pinterest constantly. You see the look you want and you're not quite sure how to get there or how to realistically get there or how to get there in a way you can afford. So Emily and I really like to focus on the end goal. We start with the end in mind. We always begin with what that final outcome should be. Mm-hmm. So while someone's just thinking about lighting or they're thinking about their sofa, we want to know, what do you want your family to be feeling when you're sitting here on your sofa by the fire at your beach house, as opposed to, I really like blue. It's bigger than that. We take a lot of time. We're really big on collaboration. We spend a lot of time getting to know our clients and focusing on what matters to them, what their makes them comfortable, makes them happy. And it's a lot bigger than just furnishing your home. Your home is where you spend so much of your time, and we try to make that kind of the focus of what we do. So it's just the big picture, breaking it down into smaller pieces and kind of just attacking it as a team.
Gotcha. So I'm looking at the Stalling Studio ad in our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like a porch setting. So it's an outdoor living project. And I don't know if interior designers will ever lose the moniker of being an interior designer, but your responsibilities are definitely growing from just inside the home to outside the home as well, right?
Absolutely. We are definitely outdoor designers as well. Aside from landscaping, which we have some great people we work with on that, as I'm sure you do as well, it's anywhere that is part of a space that's used when you're at home, whether it's your backyard by the pool or your front porch. If it's usable space, we're going to maximize everything we can to get the most out of your home. And especially in Charleston, a couple months out of the year when you can sit outside, it's great to have that extra outdoor living area.
So besides choosing furniture, for example, what are some of the other things that Stalling Studio can help with?
So if you're not doing a whole entire project, we have a lot of these, probably the majority, is, you know, just a simple update with, say you want to redo just a living room or just need window treatments, a kitchen renovation. It can be anything from the smallest project on any budget to the whole nine yards. So whether it's just you need a new rug because your dog ate it, or what, like, life happens and we get that. Not everybody's always in a place to do a full project at the same time. So we do a lot of breaking things down into phases. We can do e-design if it's something that you just need a little bit of help finding a direction with. There's something for everybody, and we kind of try to make that a priority.
I like how you described it as you start with what the end result will be and then work your way backwards, because I would imagine that people who are getting ready to do a remodel, or maybe they're building a custom home, they're looking at shelter magazines like ours like crazy. They're doing all sorts of searches on Pinterest and Instagram and looking at all of these different room shots. And someone could theoretically show you a living room, for example, and say, that's the look I want. Help me get there. And will you assist with maybe choosing the cabinetry, for example?
Yes, absolutely. So when you say that, anybody can find a look they want and copy it, but we try everything. It's anything creative. Everything's been done before. It's just the aspect of taking what's been done before and making it personal and making it unique to the people that are living in this home, because at the end of the day, it is your home. It's where your family spends time. it's more of the feel and the lifestyle that you want in this. So when we are picking out your cabinets, we're considering a lot more than just a Pinterest picture. And I think that gets looked over a lot when you don't work with a designer and you don't understand that we are looking at the end game. We're looking at, you want to have game night at your kitchen table. You want to have this cabinet that's going to have extra space for that. We work with cabinetry plans. We do space planning. We really try to work on function as well as style and mm-hmm. try to combine those two things, because it really is hard to do just a kitchen when you have no idea what the rest of the house is going to be, mm-hmm. or just a living room when you're planning a remodel in a couple of years. So that end game is really important to what we do every day.
And it's just as, and most people have this, have had this experience where they make a copy on their copy machine at the office, and it's, and they're using, they're already using not the original, but a copy already. And so sometimes mm-hmm. a copy of a copy of a copy, you start to see the dots, the dot game mm-hmm. and the ink. It's not as crisp and clear, you know, the graphics. And that's kind of like what it is when people maybe decide to do some of these projects. They look at a pretty picture and they say, okay, this is how I'm going to get this look. And things always get lost in translation. And I,
for sure.
I like to use this example. My I have an aunt and uncle live out of state, and they redid their kitchen, and they really, really wanted an island, and they ended up ordering an island online that my uncle spent hours putting together, and it turned out it was too big for the kitchen. And so not only do you feel claustrophobic when you're standing in that kitchen, but you have to kind of like turn your body to move around the island because it's an impediment now. And an interior designer would never let the homeowner make that choice, would they?
And that's a great point, because we have been in the industry and made those mistakes ourselves too many times. And once you do something once, you learn a lot from it. But if you're a homeowner and you're going in blind and you think that, you know, I'm going to save a little bit of money here by not having someone help me at the beginning, but then you make those mistakes because it's just something that we've learned the hard way. We've learned it from the school of hard knocks, and it takes a while to get there. So those situations are avoided. It saves you time and it saves you money, and you get to the end result in a much more seamless, and keeps everybody a little bit happier that way, if you ask me. It's a lot less frustrating. It's just more fun.
Besides interior designers maybe trying to head off the mistakes that people make, like my aunt did when she ordered that that island that was too big, and what other ways can an interior designer help a homeowner save money?
So there is always a solution. Everybody's house, you're going to have things that you don't love, but there is always a solution. It might not be something that you can come up with. Emily and I especially, we really, really work best with when we're the most collaborative as possible. When we have clients who have ideas and then are willing to spin them off of us and sleep on it and then come back again and just bring it to the drawing board and brainstorm it, that's when we get our best results. And it's, again, it's so much more fun that way, because there are things that I see that she may have never thought of, and vice versa. There are things that I look at and she has a completely different mindset, but we can bring those together, and that helps with the input from the clients too. So things that, I mean, that's how we get to that creative result of, this is the feel you want, this is the look you want, here's my room inspiration. But that's how it gets to be specific and unique to you, because one person can only do so much. We're always better together. We're always better when we think together. And I think we come up with some really great ideas that way.
I've always heard interior designers say that the fees that are involved with hiring an interior designer, you'll end up saving money in the long run with a project, either by avoiding mistakes and having to redo things, like, for example, paint colors, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you're building a custom home, the painting contractor will give you a specific number of colors that you can use. If you go above that number, then you have to pay extra. And so the paint contractor comes in, paints the whole room, and you just hate it. It's not what you thought it would turn out to be. And now the paint contractor is not going to redo that room for free, are they?
Oh, no, they're not. So we have learned that paint color is a big one. And it sounds so simple, but it's really something that's one of the easiest things to change. But it costs money. Everything costs money and adds up. So we know the impact that a paint color can have on a room and an entire space. It can either elevate it and make it fantastic, or it completely just stomp out everything great about a room. So we know, like, we obviously have our go-tos, but we're also like to be a little bit more adventurous. And when we're doing that, we paint directly on the wall. We have paint samples that are not just on a piece of plastic on a swatch. We have bigger boards. We have our methods that we know work that people don't always have access to, that we've been kind of, you know, perfecting for a long time. It's always a trial and error, but we analyze way more than anyone would ever expect us to on even just a white paint color, because unless you have the education of the way of color balance and you know that all the light values and things that no one would ever think of, if you don't do this every single day, you might have a room that looks, you thought it was going to be blue gray, but it's purple gray, and then you put your floors in and now you have purple walls and you're in the hole once again having to repaint.
Oh, gray. Yeah. The gray is a really good example. I recall about a year or two ago, a neighbor was getting ready to sell their house and they painted their house gray. And when it was all said and done, they spent, you know, probably $12,000-$14,000 or more on the exterior paint job. It looked purple.
And that's no small amount of money for a purple house.
Right. That was not the intention. They wanted it to look gray. Are you at Stalling Studio, are you interior designers going to be pushing your style on a homeowner? Or what if they've got existing pieces and they have some set opinions on certain things that they, that looks that they want? Are you there to kind of change it completely, or are you going to work within that style?
So I don't think I've ever met a client who has nothing they want to keep and has no opinion. If that was the case, it would kind of be pretty boring. We would not have much to go off of. So everybody has things that they value and that they love and that they want to bring with them. And it's not our house, it's their house. So it's our job to take their personal taste and their style. We might push them outside of the box a little bit and make them stretch what they're comfortable with. Like, we love to push the boundaries and not be so safe on some things. But if that's not your style, that's not your style, and we absolutely respect that. We want you to be happy. At the end of the day, we want you to come home to a beautiful house that is you all the way. We are just facilitators.
Sometimes,
and honestly, like, that's the best way to do it.
Sometimes a homeowner falls into a problem where they like different looks. And so they're looking through, they're looking at Pinterest, they're looking at Charleston Home and Design magazine, and they like a certain look, and then they like this other look too. And when you're mixing those two things, it's not going to work. Do you just say yes, ma'am, or will you tell the homeowner your honest opinion that something like that's not going to work?
So as much as we will try to keep them within what their end goal is, we need to make sure that end goal is realistic and something that we'll be proud of and that they'll be proud of. So we're not going to misdirect them when it comes to, hey, you want mid-century modern, but you also want traditional. That's something that's not going to work. And we do feel like we owe it to the client to give them our opinion on those kind of questions. There are some tough choices that have to be made. And at the end of the day, it comes down to which one do you like more? Because we're going to do it right, but you can't always do it all.
Interior designers always seem to have really, really good list of resources, places that homeowners have maybe never heard of to buy lighting or flooring or you name it, or certain contractors that can do certain things. Talk about that a little bit.
So this year is actually a little bit different because of the coronavirus, but normally we go to market in High Point twice a year. We go in October and we go in April. And that's where we get a lot of our vendors. We have a great community that shares a lot of their resources. I think it's grown a lot, and everybody in the industry is amazing about helping each other out and making sure that we all have as much access to these resources as we possibly can. but they are trade only and they are reserved for industry professionals. So if you just go online, you're never going to find the items that we have, and you're definitely not going to find them at the same price that we can get them for. That is another big incentive to work with a designer, is that you get these really high quality items, and then we do share some of that discount by working with us. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a win-win on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time researching new vendors, building these relationships, making sure that if something does go wrong, because things always go wrong, that we have the relationships in place that are going to make sure that we can correct those quickly and without costing us any money to the client, you know? So these are all benefits that really, at the end of the day, just make this whole process a good investment on all sides.
Are you seeing any trends these days?
There are so many trends going on. We have really been looking more on the modern side of things, but, you know, we are in Charleston, we're a very coastal town, so trying to figure out how to blend the coastal modern. We don't want to feel like we're living in a New York City loft, but we love a lot of, like, the abstract art and a couple, you know, the new angles, but we always try to soften it up with some things that are comfortable. We've been loving a lot of black and white with the naturals. We love, always love art for a good statement. We're really big on accessories and function. So as much as we do love a trend in certain places, we would prefer to stay with a timeless piece for things like a rug and a sofa and your kitchen and things that are going to still work for you in 5-10 years. We can switch out a light and we can switch out a side table or a lamp if and when trends change. But mm-hmm. for the most part, we try to make it something that we can incorporate in any room.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Stalling Studios?
So you can go to our website. It is stallingstudio.com, and there is a form on there to fill out if you would like to do a consultation with us. We'd be happy to come out and schedule that. You can also find us on Instagram at Stalling Studio. Send us a message. Email info@stallingstudio.com, and we will start chatting.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Lindsay Broughton, an interior designer with Stalling Studio. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Thanks, Dan.
Joining us now on the phone is Adam Smith with Airbox Air Purifier. And this is a very, very important interview that I hope our listeners will stay tuned for. How are you doing, Adam?
Well, Tim, thank you for having me on this morning.
You bet. Take a moment and tell everyone about Airbox Air Purifiers.
Yeah, so Airbox Air Purifiers, we are a local Charleston company here in Mount Pleasant. We are a manufacturer of commercial grade air purifiers. So we implement a technology called HEPA, which addresses airborne particles and indoor air quality at the highest level of efficiency. And it's just it's a true engineering based product that utilizes HEPA, which is proven technology to address overall air quality.
Well, Adam, have you gotten any sleep since this whole C-19 virus thing has erupted?
Well, yeah, so that's funny that you ask. So obviously businesses have been impacted tremendously, and we're kind of on the opposite end of I think most businesses being shut down. We've always been open and deemed an essential business, and we have the ability to really help out other businesses locally to repopulate and provide that safe air plan. So yeah, things have been very busy, and just trying to get the word out locally here and really all across the country. There's a tremendous amount of interest right now in addressing airborne particles.
So there's been a lot of talk about why people need to wear masks. The masks aren't necessarily to protect you from the virus, but when you talk or when you yell like you might do at a sporting event or a concert or something like that, there's tiny, tiny droplets of vapor that come out of your mouth. And that's what everyone's been hearing in the news about, how those vapor droplets get airborne. And, How does Airbox air purifiers, how are you folks able to help homeowners plus maybe people who have businesses and so on?
Yeah, Yeah, so let's talk about the virus just specifically. Of course, our product will address all concerns of air quality, not just the virus, but bacteria and dust, molds, pollens, and bacteria and things like that. But the virus, for example, let's talk about that, because we use a technology called HEPA. We have HEPA certified air filtration. So HEPA is what's used in the building of clean rooms, clean room technology for like Intel and life science labs and semiconductor microchip industries.
You see,
and
it's people also wearing like the PPE equipment, right? When they're like in a factory or a lab doing that kind of work. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, well, the clean room technology addresses removing all particles from the air. They can't have particles in the air in a clean room environment. And our parent company, which is AM Technical Solutions or AMTS.com, they're a world leader architecture and engineering firm in clean room technology. And that's kind of how Airbox came about 2 or 3 years ago, based on AM Technical Solutions. But yeah, PPE. So there's some different things that CDC and OSHA recommend as far as addressing the virus and airborne pathogens. And we are the engineering controls solution. So the PPE is the administrative solution. So to go along with your normal disinfectants and cleaning procedures and things like that, we work in conjunction with that. Of course, you have to disinfect and clean everything down and maintain those administrative controls. But you also want to address the airborne quality from an engineer's perspective, from a proven science perspective. And that's where we come in, utilizing the HEPA technology to removing airborne particles at the highest efficiency. So if you want to, I don't want to bore you too much, but to get a little scientific, so the virus is considered 0.125 in micron, and as far as size is mm-hmm. concerned, but the virus is also spread with airborne respiratory droplets. And when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks, and those droplets come out at a different rate, but usually it's a little bit larger. So if someone is infected with the virus, it could be a 0.5 micron in size, let's say. So utilizing that HEPA technology, it is 99.97% efficient at measuring particles 0.3 micron in size. So you can see the level of efficiency. And it actually gets closer to 100% at particles that are smaller than 0.3 or larger than 0.3. So when you want to address indoor air quality, you want to look at HEPA certified air filtration. It's what works. In addition to those clean rooms, it's what hospitals use in what's called airborne infectious isolation rooms. So that's how we know it works, because mm-hmm. hospitals use it to treat infectious isolation rooms, and clean room technology uses it to remove all particles from the air.
Does the Airbox air filtration system, is it hooked up to the HVAC, or how does it describe how it works?
Yeah, so completely portable. So it actually will help the HVAC system take some pressure off of it. But our units are completely portable air purifiers. So you plug them into a normal 110, 120 outlet. And then you put it on your desired level of velocity that you want the airflow, and there is going to be a little bit of noise created, a little bit of white noise. So in certain environments, or you may only want to run it on medium or low, and then in other situations you may just run it at high. Tim, the lead engineer and the owner and kind of the brains behind the operation of Airbox and AM Technical Solutions, wanted to design the finest possible air purifier made of the most quality components that you could ask for. And we wanted to build something that would last a lifetime. So we have a 10-year warranty, which is unheard of in the air purifier market. So it is built to last what we call a lifetime. It'll last much longer than 10 years. But very at the same time, it's engineered so with the highest quality of concern, but it's also very simplistic to use. A lot of these residential purifiers out there on the market are not made in the USA. They're cheaply made, and they're very cumbersome to change the filters, and you almost need a PhD to even know how to change the filters, and you feel like you're going to break it sometimes. But literally, our product just drops in. You drop the air filters, you pull them out. I mean, you might want to put on a mask and gloves, because it does capture a lot of content on those air filters. But you can easily displace, get rid of those in a trash bag, and that's really all the maintenance. So you're changing the air filters out about every 6 months. There's a 3-filter system, very, very easy. You pull them out, put the new ones in, and turn it back on. Mm-hmm. And that HEPA filter, which is our 3rd filter, our last level, that actually lasts 4 years in our peak unit. So it lasts a very long time.
Are the AirBox air purifiers, can one basically be used in your entire house, or do you have to have one in each room, or how does that work?
Yeah, good question, Tim. So we treat every client individually. We want to take a look at their space, what their needs are, what they want to address from concern level, and then also looking at a house. Let's say if you're a single story home, you may only need one unit. If you're a multi level, or you have two. We don't have basements mostly in Charleston, but if you ever had a basement, you'd probably want one in your basement as well. But we usually look at per floor in a residential application. But in some cases, someone may have someone at home with a health concern, asthma or whatever the case is. They may want to have it in their room. And it'll even help you sleep, because it creates white noise and blocks out all outside noise from the room. But from a commercial standpoint, or let's say schools and things like that, you have to look at. So I mentioned engineering solution earlier. So we look at what's called ASHRAE. It's basically the heating, air conditioning, refrigeration engineers documents that talk about. What's required from an outdoor makeup air as far as ventilation of indoor air quality. So we look at peak occupancy within the space. So talking about schools or commercial more than residential, and then peak occupancy and square footage. So we base our product by going off those engineering documents, and that's how we recommend our product. So we have two models. We have a peak unit, which in residential terms, it can handle up to 3,000 square feet, let's say. In a commercial setting, though, you got to take into consideration how many people are in that space. And, of course, the breakdown of the building. Is it closed off, or is it an open area? And then our larger unit, which is called an Apex, in general terms, it can handle maybe up to 6,000 square feet. But, again, you got to take the makeup of the building and the space to consider.
You know, a lot of homeowners have experienced problems, health problems with poor air quality in their home. There might be mold or bacteria, or of course pollen that hits a lot of people hard. Chemicals, the VOCs that come off of not just paint, but other products you might have in your home, and dust. Dust is a big, big, big one. Does the AirBox air purifiers, do they address those different types of problems?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're looking at all the different things in a home, and especially here in the Low Country, we're talking about pollen and mold. And we have a lot of moisture here, obviously. So I think it's important to address your home. So I have two air boxes in my house, one on each floor. I also have a six-year-old daughter who had severe allergies and that caused her to have asthma at a young age. And ever since we implemented them in our home, she has no more attacks and doesn't use her inhaler anymore. So it can definitely help. And I've seen it firsthand. It also, obviously, you got to clean your house, and it's going to cut down the amount of dust tremendously, especially on those hardwood floors. We also have a carbon filter, which is one of the three filtration methods that we use. So we have a carbon filter that addresses those VOCs and those odors and chemicals. And so we have a salon in Somerville that has our product, and she raves about it because you might not think people do perms that much anymore, but she does do perms. And she and if you know anything about the hair industry, perm create a significant odor. And she's had clients come in right after she's done a perm, and it's taken out the odor, and they're baffled by that. Mm. And so she's been a big advocate for our product, talking about addressing those odors. So it'll help tremendous with pet dander and odors from pets. And if you place one maybe in the kitchen and you're cooking, and it's going to help out with odors from cooking in the kitchen as well.
Homes today are built, differently than homes, maybe, you know, 40, 50 years ago. The conventional wisdom years ago used to be that a home needed to breathe. And today homes are built very tight. A lot of them have spray foam insulation. And when they do that, they're sealing up the ridge vents where airflow used to happen in the attic and so forth. And so you've got a very tight home, and then you have a lot of people who have gotten these sort of mystery illnesses, and they've gotten they feel like they're going a little bit crazy because they go to the doctor and the doctor can't figure out what's going on, and all of a sudden they have allergies. And have you had any experiences with your customers where, you know, they, besides just your daughter, where they've experienced a big relief as far as maybe some of the health issues after they've put in an air box air purifier?
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, it definitely addresses and is going to help the overall quality from a health standpoint. I mean, we had a guy that put in one in his home, and he wanted to do it to make sure his home was clean so he could bring home his wife from, I guess she was in a health facility for health issues, and he wanted to make sure that the house was scrubbed and cleaned at the highest level. So it helped him obviously do that and get his wife home. But yeah, like you said, I mean, we live in Charleston, and we can't exactly have that outdoor air and open up the windows like they can in the northern region of our country. So it makes the air quality of a concern here. So that's kind of what we do. So we provide the equivalent of that outdoor makeup air in scrubbed, recirculated HEPA purified air. So that's what we're doing, and we're cleaning our indoor air and providing that equivalent of the outdoor makeup air, because in most buildings that's not possible. But you mentioned new buildings and things like that. That's probably, I mean, we always knew indoor air quality was going to be something that had to be addressed in the near future. I think the pandemic has sped that up. New buildings are going to have to take into consideration air quality and outdoor makeup air, and HVAC companies are going to have to address that. So it's something that we look as the evolution of our product to work with these HVAC companies and designing a product to help fall within the actual air handler and HVAC unit. That's where we see as the next evolution.
Well, some new HVAC systems have their own built-in air purifiers, and they use UV light to kill the bacteria and what have you. If you have a system like that, a newer HVAC system, is it just redundant to have an AirBox air purifier?
No. Actually, I would say it would be more effective, more efficient. So UV, you bring up another proven technology, UV light, to address particles and things like that. But UV is a proven technology in surface contaminants, not necessarily airborne contaminants. So HEPA is the most effective and efficient solution at airborne. So there are a lot of companies, HVAC, that want to put UV light or even air purifiers that have a UV component of their air purifier, maybe even inside their HEPA filter. So when you're addressing, I guess, UV, it's not as effective because the air does not stand still. There's a constant airflow. So in order for UV to be effective, you would have to have it installed throughout the air handler, because otherwise there's going to be particles that get by it, because it's just not there long enough for the UV to eradicate it. And then when you're talking about installing UV in an air handler, for example, and having to put it throughout the air handler, then you're talking about serious amounts of ozone being created. And then you're talking about health concerns that from the ozone. So, and then you may not want people in that building if you have to run that system, and it's creating so much ozone. So yeah, UV is definitely something that's effective, but it's more on a surface contaminant, whereas HEPA is more for airborne effectiveness.
Gotcha. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to quickly ask you, what about on a commercial basis, like for an office?
Yep. So we have had a lot of local businesses wanting to repopulate, bring the employees back, create a safe environment for their visitors, employees, and staff. And so we're happy to help out as much as we can and put together. I mean, what we usually want to do is get an idea of that makeup of their space and the occupancy and square footage, and recommend our product based on that. But yeah, it's something that needs to be addressed to help repopulate. So we've been working with a lot of different offices and businesses locally to look at that.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about AirBox air purifiers?
Yeah, so we have our website, which has our products and lots of good information. So that's just airboxairpurifier.com. So airboxairpurifier.com. It has our contact number on there, or they can email me. So it's just asmith@airboxairpurifier.com.
And of course, you can find AirBox Air Purifier in the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine as well. Well, we have been talking with Adam Smith with AirBox Air Purifier. Thanks so much, Adam.
Yeah, Tim, appreciate your time. Take care. Talking about a home, talking about me and you, things we'll do. I said a home, talking about a home, not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home, yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.